providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're here to, again, continue KER politics. We're going to talk a little bit in this particular segment. I'm going to talk a little bit about China, how what's going on in China vis-a-vis COVID, and how COVID in China is affecting their market output, etc., how that could affect the rest of the world. And then, because we have gotten so many well-thought-out comments about Ukraine, we're going to talk about the Ukraine. Let's start out with China. Jimmy, you wanted to wrap it up by saying something you think we missed in the prior segment.
Yeah, so, you know, we realize, you know, China has gone through this process with the zero COVID policy, which really impacted their economic growth. And now they're moving to this, you know, this mass, if you will, inoculation through natural immunities, if possible. And of course, they have their own, they developed their own vaccine. But here's the thing that people ought to be looking for. Because of what's happened with the Wuhan virus, because of what's happening with the Chinese economic output, and because of Western countries disengaging to a certain extent from China while simultaneously looking at potential economic downturn, that's going to be very problematic for the Chinese government. If they don't have the growth rates that they've had in the past, and you know, a bad year for them was a 6% growth rate. If they don't have those growth rates that will sustain their, not only their, you know, satisfaction of the people, but also avoid some of the real estate market collapses because they've done this massive development projects, they could be facing a very difficult economic situation with a global downturn. And that's what's expected right now. What that means in a typical authoritarian regime, when things begin to collapse internally, and we have seen this step up in the frustration, the protest against the 100% lockdown policies, they may turn an outside eye, and it seems like they're preparing for something with Taiwan. So that's something people need to look at very closely. You know, we saw it back with Argentina in the Falklands War. We've seen it in numerous places around the world. You see it with Russia and Ukraine. You see it a number of places where an authoritarian regime uses a bad guy from an outside. The Biden administration, the Democrats using Russia as a bad guy continually in order to achieve their political ends. And that ends up costing people dramatically. So that's something we got to keep our eye on. And of course,
keep
Ukraine.
Your eye on it. We can't spend any more time on it right now because we've only got about 6 minutes left for this segment. But we can, if we have to bring up some things that we don't have time to bring up in this segment, we'll carry it over into the next segment. My comments right now are directed primarily at the radio listeners. We have an audience, a regular audience, going back probably 3 or 4 years of about 32,000 people a month. And these people are all very, very active on our blog. They're very intelligent people. They comment on our daily editorials, and they also comment on the weekend radio show. We have opinions that are absolutely fascinating, and I'm going to bring out just a few names to give them credit. One is Irish Tony. These are all handles. Irish Tony, Ebelon, Out of the Box Jerry, CFS, and Larry, of course, and South Front Fan. These guys have some views on Russia and the Ukraine that are very contradictory to Jim's views and my views at this moment in time. South Front Fan put up an article yesterday that basically lambasted the United States for the way they have treated the Ukraine since the reformation, I guess I would have to say, of Russia. Jimmy has been asked for sources because Jimmy is not exactly what you would call pro-Russia in this situation. Jimmy, talk a little bit about your sources and your experience when you were an Army intelligence guy.
Right. So I retired as an Army, Russian foreign area officer, Russia, Eastern European, and Central Asian. So that was my focus in my career. I'm a Russian linguist. I've been a Russian linguists since the 80s. And of course, when I look at this problem, I look at it from a perspective. I really love the Russian people. I really love the people that I worked around. But the policies in the government are completely separate from the personality of the people. And what I do, there are numerous sources, and I just want to highlight them for some of the listeners out there. There's some reporting that goes on that's just listserv stuff for people that in my profession, where we get translated articles from like massive number of Russian internal sources, and that's either translated or I translate it, and that's actually looking from the Russian perspective. Then I look at places like the Hindustan Times, which is actually pro-Russian. It's an English newspaper in India, very, you know, obviously 1.3, almost 1.4 billion people, long time relationship with the former Soviet Union and with Russians. I look at Al Jazeera, I look at BBC, and of course I look at some of the U.S. mainstream articles, but mostly I'm looking at detailed information from a wide variety of sources from both sides to make an assessment on what's happening in the circumstance with my military background. And actually with some direct contacts of people that are operating, that are working there, or working the problem. So when I look at this, I'm looking at it from trying to be as objective as possible, but at the same time, I do have a, you know, I go right back to the situation, the Russians invaded Ukraine. I mean, that's a just, they did it on whatever justification you think is right. I don't believe that it was ever.
Okay,
right to
I don't
that.
Either, quite frankly. But let me jump in here and say something. I am of Russian heritage. I am first generation American. I grew up in a Russian family, which has nothing to do with political issues like we're talking about right now. But I know the Russian people pretty well. Having said that, I want to go on and I want to say that my first opinion about what was going on with, you know, Putin marshaling the forces and invading Ukraine, I thought that was despicable. And I thought at the time that Putin made a huge mistake. And the reason I said that is because it struck me that the Ukrainian people have, and it still strikes me that the Ukrainian people have a tremendous amount of pride in their economy, now, in their country. Now, I want to say that the article that South Front sent me kind of got me to stop and think. He actually sent it to all of our listeners. It kind of got me to stop and think. The gist of that article was that the United States has not supported the Ukraine ever. They have always supported Russia. And the wrong thing to do from a humanitarian standpoint. Accusations have been made that Ukraine is full of the Nazi Party people, etc., etc. I tried to verify that last night and could not. Having said that, I feel sorry for Ukrainian people, because a giant power, i.e. the Russian bear, is stepping all over them. And theoretically, the Russian bear could snuff them out anytime they wanted to. But I really believe in the philosophy of this radio program that I started back in 1995. And that is, on political issues, you have to absolutely look at both sides of every story. And you have to respect what other people are saying. You have to think about what they are saying. And you have to see if you can incorporate that into your thought patterns also. I would sum this thing up by simply saying I feel very sorry for the Ukrainians, in the sense that they are, quite frankly, not in a very good position right now. And I feel sorry for the Russians, in the sense that I think you could have handled this very differently by getting together and talking about the problem and saying, you know, we really, really have to solve this thing out. Let's not have any more loss of life. That's my opinion. Be right back.